Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it. In a motion.
Up inside.
so cancer responds, I gotta run over. So my family responds, I gotta run over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Say, fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning. First of all, excuse me, who's the head of my life and should be of yours. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo, woo. I am super excited. My sister in Christ is back on again to give a word from the Lord just for you. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 7. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Again, Matthew 7 and 1, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Remember, that was Matthew 7 and 7. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way. Less of the woman of God and more of you. Use your vessel just the way you want to. Let your words come through where your people can hear and understand what she's saying for them. We bind the enemy up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper. She shall deliver your word today for your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States. Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. Remember, people of God, sometimes they can't openly praise God like we can. Excuse me. Because they will get their life taken. But understand this, you must continue to push through, stand on the word of God, and know that he has you 100%. I know the storm might be there, and I say this every time I get on here, but don't focus on the storm. Focus on the word of God. Trust in him. Believe in him. I'm telling you, it will get better. It might look weary right now. You might be weary right now, excuse me, going through things, but God got you. Remember the word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Don't worry about what everybody else call you. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Focus on what the Lord have you to do. Remember victory. Victory is right around the corner. Remember, after every storm, there's a rainbow. That's what we get on here to encourage and inspire, uplift you guys on Man Up Monday and Women's Day Thursday to let you know. It won't be like this always. Stand on the word. If you have to literally get the Bible and stand on it, do it. Trust me, Apostle and I have done it because we know God will supply all of our needs. See, that's what the enemy do. He gets you thrown off and gets you off track and make you feel like he forgot about you. He hasn't forgot about you. No, he has not forgot about you. He loves you. He's standing there with you, standing there with his arms wide open. If you don't have a relationship with him, I'm telling you, try it. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to be in church all the time. But I'm telling you, you need to go because you need a covering. If you don't start off reading a couple of scriptures a day, put it on your phone. Everybody has the Bible app on their phone. If you don't, download it and let the word download in you. Remember, you have to know the word for yourself. Somebody can quote a scripture and could be wrong. and you sitting there agreeing with them because you don't know the word. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. It's going to be times when you read the Bible and you get sleepy. Yes, it does happen. See, I'm going to talk about Kashima so you can say saved and sit in the church, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Yes, it happens. But remember, when you put your armor of God on, your helmet of salvation should go on first so it can cover your mind and bind the enemy for attacking your mind. He knows what your future look like. You don't know, but I'm telling you, he do. Get yourself around people that's going to push you, encourage you, help you, uplift you, pray for you, and let you know it's going to be all right. You're not in this by yourself. Those are the kind of friends that you need in your life. If you don't have them, we are here. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, this is a no-judgment zone. I can't judge you. You heard the scripture I just read, Matthew 7:1. I can't judge you, and I will not judge you because I want to hear those words, well done, Kashima, my good and faithful servant. I can help you, but I can't force God on you, and I would never try to do that. But what I will tell you, God is always right there and have your back. He have your back before anybody else do. Trust me, he's right there with you. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we'll be back, we'll be bringing the woman of God on. Get your pen, your papers ready, because I'm telling you, she have a word from the Lord just for you. If you're going through, trust me, you need to hear this word. We'll be right back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you need prayer or if you want to speak.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
be blessed. Don't live life in distress. Just let go, let God. He'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul
never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habits you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see, I spoke to God. I want you to
Okay, I'm not prolonging the time. I will introduce the song, present to others. My sister, my prayer warrior, my strength when I need it. My sister, Minister Reed, woman of God.
Amen. Glory to God. It is a pleasure and honor to be back. Amen. I am happy.
Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all get y'all pen and paper ready because I have mine and I know she has the word. The floor is yours, sis. I'm going on mute, so you won't hear me hollering on this side. So I'm going mute.
Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for you all up today. Amen. I thank God for Apostle and Pastor Douglas. Amen. My brother is within Christ. Amen. Blood cannot make us no thicker. Glory to God. I would also like to acknowledge my Apostle. Apostle Diane Battle, amen, Chief Apostle E.C. Fryer, amen, powerful women of God, amen, the whole Give God Glory 3G Ministry, amen. It is just an honor to be able to be chosen because many are called but few are chosen. It is just an honor that God sees something inside of me that he chose me out of all that were called, amen. I will not be before you long, amen. I will be coming from Mark 12. As you go to Mark 12, verse 29, I would like to start off in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for safety and protection and forgiveness of our sins. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us beyond measure, Lord God, that you will not withhold no good thing from us. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you have given us strength, both mentally, physically, and spiritually, Lord God, to do this walk, oh God, to do this work in your kingdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every heart, mind, and soul, Lord God, that they may eat from your table. Hallelujah, Lord God, and be fulfilled and nourished on today, Lord God, to continue on this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, glory to God. I will be reading from Mark 12, 29. Amen. And it says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all these commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Glory to God. Meaning, this commandment will carry you to glory. Hear what I say. This one commandment will not only create holiness in your life, but you will be part of the righteous that scarcely makes it in. And this is why. Because within you loving God with your everything, you will know that you need his everything. I'm going to say it again. With you loving God with your everything, you will know that you need God everything. You need God's strength to tell them people no. You need strength to tell them other people yes. You will need his wisdom on how to handle everything from that bag of chips to that $10 in your wallet or purse. Amen. You will need his sight and his vision as though the man on the wall looking out for the enemy so that he can go back and tell the kingdom. You will need his eyesight to see those things that be not as though they were. You will need God understanding so that thing can be judged righteously and not within yourself and your own feelings. You will need God everything. You will need God everything to stand up for right. So love God with your everything. When you love God with your everything, that means you won't love people more than God love them. How can I love you more than God love you? And he created me and you. How can I go against God and keep on helping and assisting, and God keep telling me to stop? So now in my disobedience and my rebelliousness, which is a form of witchcraft, I have allowed sin to come in, and now what I have, which was once blessed, is now cursed. Excuse me. So love God with your everything. And you will see that it will be more peaceful for you. You will have the peace that surpasses all understanding, the abundance, the overflow, all those blessings that are mentioned in the Bible. They will be seen to overtake you. And I'm also tell you this, when you begin to love God with your everything, the enemy will come with his everything. But because God is your everything, he'll be defeated. You will begin to walk in God's power, and the enemy say, well, let me do this. And go, and the enemy knows your soft spot. The enemy knows what can knock you out of your Godship that has been given to you since birth. But the God in you, your everything in you, will not allow you to be put to an open shame and be knocked out. For you will stand and do all but stand. Love God with your everything. Your everything, your spouse, your children, your mother, your father. And God know I love my mama, but I don't love her more than I love God. God knows I love my family. I don't love them more than I love God. And if somebody even dares to handle you because you want to do the first thing our Lord and Savior said, which is to love thy God with my everything, my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. Tell them to keep living. And they will begin to love God with their everything. And they'll understand why it don't take much for you to praise God, to worship him in all his beauty and holiness, to totally submit and render yourself unto him and to be of service. They'll understand why you say no at times. They'll understand why you're blessed beyond measure. You're blessed coming in and you're blessed coming out because you love him with your everything, and he has given you his everything so that you can be a living testimony on this side. Hallelujah. Glory to God, so that you may obtain your blessings on this side of heaven. There are some things on this side of heaven that we are to obtain. But we must do this first commandment and love God with our everything. Or we'll just have enough to get by. And see, I'm not part of the poor that will be with us our ways. I'm not a part of that poor. I'm the us. Meaning the poor will be with me, and God will give me the everything and the wisdom to help them. Because we are the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. Because we love God with our everything. So remember that as you go through your day, until you get your next words of wisdom on next Thursday, that I am determined to love God with my everything. Amen. Amen. I'm now turning back over to Pastor Douglas.
Amen. Amen. Remember to love God with your everything, because the enemy will come with you with everything. Thank you for that word this morning, sis. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Rain of blessings tremendously over her life. You know the need and desire, and we already know it's already done. Because you say, we ask for, we shall receive. We knock, the door shall be answered. But I ask you for a special blessing for her, for her being obedient and coming on and delivering your word. Thank you for the woman of God again. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the people know how they can reach you, sis, and what all that you do, your businesses, and if they want to get in contact with you. for either ministry or business. Because I'm telling y'all, these cupcakes and stuff, Lord have mercy, the woman is gifted. That's why I'm trying to lose weight right now, because of these snacks. But listen to how they get contacted.
Glory to God. You can reach me via Facebook or Instagram under Shakora Reed, amen, as well as through Apostle and Pastor Douglas. Glory to God. They definitely know how to get in contact with me. You can send me a message via Facebook, again, or Instagram. And also, the business is Beyond Cheesecake Jars, amen. We are opening our books back up. We have two September. We pretty much have two big orders this month, so we are packed this month. But on October 1st, the books are fully open to be scheduled, and we are Beyond Cheesecake Jars on Facebook. And it is a pleasure to serve God's people. Only He could have given me that particular avenue to go forth in, amen, amid everything that's going on in the world. Also, Redeemed of God Ministries, we do assist the community as far as feeding the homeless, amen. We did serve out on two weekends ago, amen, but we do take in as far as helping others, amen. That is the mission. Our apostle, she sings a song. She just want to help somebody to let them know that God loves them. Amen. And she's always available. We are always available to pray. We are available to God's people or servants. Apostle Battle and Chief Apostle Alicia Fry, Lord God, these are women of God that serve God's people. They are leaders that serve, amen. And also Apostle and Pastor Douglas, they are people who serve God's people. They're not here for you to serve them. They are literally here to serve you beyond word. You know, words of encouragement are good, yet words of encouragement sometimes, that can't help you if you need gas money. You know, I mean, it helps you to hold on. I'm not going to say it's not going to help you. It's beyond that. They don't have their hands out, amen. It is a blessing to receive from the people, but also to give back. And that is why they're able to stand and testify, amen. I have seen these powerful women and men of God just assist as far as God will allow them to, amen. And it is a pleasure, again, to be back. Amen. I always enjoy coming here. And, you know, when we get together, we act how we act.
Come on now. You know we do.
Amen. We have a time. We have a time. Amen. But God is so awesome and gracious. And, again, you can get in contact with us through via Facebook or Instagram. And it's just an honor. It's just an honor to be here to just encourage God's people, because so many times people try to hinder us because we're living a certain lifestyle. Sometimes people try to make it seem like, oh, you acting out holier than thou. No, I'm not. I am doing accordingly. I'm supposed to love God with my everything. Even when it comes to you, even when it comes to me, I'm supposed to live this life separated from the world. I'm the salt of the earth. I give y'all a razzle dazzle. You know, we're the salt of the earth. We're the razzle dazzle of the earth. It pays to give God. I'm telling y'all, ever since yes came, it's been everything I have to with my everything, we're not going to make it. We will be overtaken. This world will overtake us and our homes and our communities and our loved ones, and it's not a pretty picture with God not in the picture. When God does not publish and print and create the picture, it's not good to walk around in these days without giving God your everything. And your everything may not be like the other person's everything. Remember that. Because this walk is working your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I can't worry about how you give him everything and not concentrate on me giving him everything. Your everything may be one area where you won't get them kids over to God. You won't get that husband, that wife over to God. You won't get them finances over to God. You working 2, 3, 4, 5, 15 million jobs and giving tithes and offering happily, but you still broke. Something missing. Something is missing because his word is, if we do that, he will rebuke and devour. So you're missing it somewhere. So no one, we all need to really concentrate and focus on giving God our everything, and the prosperity will come. It is a process. It is a process, amen. And again, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be here and come back on. And again, our books, Beyond Chief Take Jar books, will be open. The books will be open October 1st. We'll be taking orders. And we have some new items on the menu. We putting on some new ones and we taking off some old ones. Amen. We have been revamped by God. I listened real good this time. Amen. And so that is pretty much it, Pastor Douglas.
Amen. I'm like the little TikTok thing when they said we had a time last night. We have a time when we come to 3G. We have a time when we come to 3G. And I'm telling y'all, people of God, we try to go and try to sneak in and sit down, but no, the Lord don't let us do that. and when she say men
are called to
feel
something, you come in on something. You gonna leave with you come to that little building on the corner, asking God, I'm coming, I need something, and you're going to obtain it, whatever you need. Those people of God in that little house on that little, well, it's not a house, it's a building. That building on the corner, God's house, is no. If you walk out the same, it's because that's what you want. I'm gonna say it like that. But if you walk in, you get some nice cold water.
Uh-huh.
AC gonna be blowing high.
Mm-hmm.
And you will obtain everything you seek from God. And it's not just that. I'll just say it. The Apostle Douglas and Pastor Douglas, they have not too far.
Mm-hmm.
You can go over there.
Mm-hmm.
And let God. God is establishing buildings and foundations for people to go to, because it's
right.
About that. It's time. It's time. He is establishing. And then also with Redeemed of God Glory's Apostle Battle, you know, that outreach ministry is coming. Because, see, we need to get back to the old-time ways with a microphone and an amplifier.
Come on. Get on that call. Come on.
And meet you where you at. See, my grandmama and them, they met you where you was at. Let me pray for you. Okay, gone. No, I'm going to meet you where you at and check up on you. Make sure you and them kids and y'all all right. Okay, you have a marriage problem? Well, here's another marriage couple that can help y'all and walk y'all through that thing if that's what y'all really want. It's time to get back to assisting God's people instead of just laying hands on them and sending them their way. Because even the doctor after surgery... Even the doctor after surgery tell you to come back for your checkup.
Come on.
Even the doctor had the nurses call you and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Come on.
Even the doctors, when they prescribe medicine for you to take after the surgery, the pharmacist come back and explain to you what each one means to you and what it's going to do for you. It's time to get back to, and that goes back to giving God your everything. That includes leaders too. So that God can instruct you on how to nurture the babes in Christ. Okay, we understand the hooping and the hollering and the praise dance and the singing and speaking in tongues. These people nowadays are not knocking that, but now what? Now that that's over, now what I do?
You're talking good, Tiff. You're talking good because that's true.
Now what
people
I do.
Think they forget. They forget. They forget. It's not about them. They forget.
Yeah. Now what I do, sir, I'm still going to go home and going to wonder how this going to get through and that's going to get through. God is the source, but now where are the godly resources? So that I won't feel like I need to go back and sin and do what I need to do, some strange, so some change just to get that bill paid. Now what do I do? Show me. Show me God way. Show me the kingdom way. Show me the righteous holiness way. So that when this comes again, I don't know how to handle it. Because it's going to keep coming until you, until you learn the lesson. I need the teaching and the guidance to about my body and how to keep my body. Yes. I don't know too many people that did say they body before marriage. But now that I have given God my everything, how do I walk in the renewed of my body so that when the tempter comes, because he knows that's one of my weaknesses, I won't lay down in that bed. I won't
come
be
on.
Now it's beyond the bed. It's any way you can get it now.
Come on.
How can I keep myself? Teach me. You didn't preach to me. Now teach me.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
The next time I like to go to celebrations. Oh, me, you see the pictures. I love to go to a good celebration. Teach me how I don't need that drinking thing. Why everybody order what they order, I'm getting me a little soda or some tea or some lemon and water. That don't mean I can't go to the celebration because even Jesus was at the wedding.
You better talk.
But he didn't partake in the drunkenness. God did not create these things through man for us to enjoy and yet it be. No, it's how you carry yourself. We need to be taught. They need to be taught. You can enjoy this life God's way. And when you give God your everything, that spirit of discernment will let you know if you can razzle-dazzle over there or not. So we need, come on in the room. And let the people, and us God's people, there are God's people out there that will help you,
yes.
Along the way. This journey, you need assistance along the way. You need it, or you will fall. This is not a one-man show. You need to link up, fellowship amongst the saints, and get you some strength. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. You're right, because people come to the church is the hospital. They come wounded. Are you going to cut the wound open, or are you going to help them close the wound and bandage it up? That's they coming for help. So what, they got tattoos and piercings everywhere. So what? They still need a word, and God still loves them. That's what some churches fail to understand. They so quick to judge.
Mm-hmm.
I just read Matthew 7:71. They so quick to judge instead of saying, what do you need, sweetheart? What do you need help with?
Yes.
I've been down this road. I can tell you, you're going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Wisdom.
Let me show
wisdom.
You. Exactly. Everybody, it's not again. Kingdom building, when the body of Christ understands that it's about kingdom building. There's no I, no you. It's not about Kashim. It's not about Shakir. It's not about Daniel. It's about preaching the word of God the way he tells us to. It's been so tainted for so long. Remember, Grandma said for years growing up, the Lord is on his way back. I'm like, don't you see he on his way back?
Mm-hmm.
The signs and wonders that's going on today?
Oh, yes. And I just want to clarify to the people, when you hear God's people say it's about kingdom building, that we are referencing to building up God's people. Because Jesus is coming back for the church, meaning his people.
Hmm.
To be in the kingdom of God, the new earth and new heaven. Read Revelation, a new earth.
Come
heaven.
On.
So we are here building up his kingdom, building up his people, help assisting his people, because the righteous scarcely make it in.
Hmm.
They barely making it in.
So we are here. We are helpers. We are helpers one to another, and never be ashamed. Cause I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna give it over to Pastor so she can do what she do. You know, we have murderers, child molesters, and all sorts of demonic entities that enter people, and people feed off of it, and they do all kind of things, right? Yet God wakes them up every day in their prison.
Come on.
You know why God wakes them up every day in their prison? So they can have another chance for their soul to be saved. So they can be a testimony against somebody. Yes, I killed this person. Yes, I did that. Yes, I did this. But God, I can testify and tell you that there is a God, and this is his name. His name is the Father, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can change a murderer, who less are you?
Come on.
Even a murderer has a soul. Yes, they done some things it's more demonic than anything, but they still have a soul. People forget about David.
Mm.
They forget about Noah, who was a drunkard.
Yes, David was an adulterer.
And his body was uncovered.
Mm.
David was a murderer and an unfit father, but yet he was a man after God's own heart. Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
That's the word.
Meaning, it's nothing too hard for God. Once you give him your everything. Now, you can go all back to that right there. You cannot do nothing to make God stop loving you. He loves you because you. You think God don't know your insecurities? God doesn't know your faults? He does. It's all about the turning, 2 Chronicles 7:19, so that he can come in and heal that thing and uproot that bad seed that caused all this affliction and worry and stress and all this stuff for all these years. That's the kind of God we serve that are building up his kingdom. Those people that have been cast out and counted out, those are the people that God is going to raise up. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. You're so accurate. And people have to understand, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And in Revelation, he tells you, look, I'm coming soon. He's telling you from Genesis to Revelation to get yourself together, that he's on his way back to bring his children home.
Amen.
And I say this all the time. God does not care about what you did last night. He can pay you for that. Now forgive yourself, hold your head up, stick your chest out, and forgive yourself. So you can move
Glory
on.
To God.
Once
Glory
you forgive yourself,
God.
Then the healing begins. I tell people all the time, it's not about forgiving the ones that hurt you. It's about you forgiving them yourself. And then
Glory
after you forgive them,
God.
You forgive yourself. People hold on
yes.
to stuff that happened 15, 20 years ago that happened to them. And other people that went on about their life, forgot about it, or don't care. Forgive them.
Yes.
You don't have to go tell them. You can write it on a piece of paper. I forgive the man that molested me. I forgive my cousin that molested me. I forgive the person
Glory
that raped me. Okay, write it down, burn it, and give it to God, and let it go. Don't go pick it back up, because you need to be together so you can help somebody else that went through the same thing that you went through.
Yes.
So you can tell them, get back up. God got you.
Yes.
The Bible says
and
the just man falls 7 times. It's not about
Come
him falling 7 times, but he got
he
back
got
up.
He got back up.
That's what the Lord honors. Get back up.
Yes.
Some people
Lord judge. God.
I tell people all the time, I care less what they think about Katrina, sis. Just real talk. I care
yes.
less. But what I care about is saving my soul, getting my soul saved, so I can live
God.
Right and go on and be with the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not a fit for everybody, and I get that, and I'm okay with that. But one thing you can't tell me is who God don't love me, because I know he do. They've done about
Come on
else.
Now. Come
he,
on
he
now.
Might delay, sure he hung and blood, died for me. Now, you might don't take that seriously, but listen here, I do.
Yeah.
I do. The things we've been through, people of God, you have to understand, it's okay. You went through it for a reason. Your testimony is a test of your faith.
Yes,
your testimony can save somebody's life. You know,
yes.
I didn't go to theology school, and it's okay, but that does not mean I don't know the word.
Exactly.
It does not mean I don't know the word. It's about, again, it's about one thing, and it's about spreading the word of God truthfully, not adding stuff to it.
Amen.
I
Amen.
Thank you again for
Amen.
Coming on and delivering that word, because it was right on point, and the people need
Lord
to hear that. All these people in these countries, they can't open and praise God like we can. We're in 24 countries. The last one we picked up was Italy. Some people can't praise God like we can, sis, and they don't, and people don't consider that.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you,
my friend. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Yes,
well, I thank you again. Remember, guys, if you ever want to reach her, you can text me at 832-519-7646. I will connect you with the woman of God. If you want to donate to the homeless, what that say, they do every month. Y'all go every 2 weeks or once a month?
We right now we are we doing the once a month, because we God is shifting us to start doing more than feeding them naturally. We're going to start ministering to the people. That is something that the apostle is as God leads her, she is getting that together. Amen. To make sure, because in this day and age, God sends us out two by two. He sent the disciples out two by two, because while one is praying, one needs to be watching. Amen.
Right.
Because safety, God does things in decent and in order. So as of now, that is what our apostle Battle is doing. She's listening to God to go about this thing, to feed the people, not only naturally but spiritually.
Right.
Spiritually. And so you can always get in contact with me with that, and we will always keep you posted, Pastor Douglas, on the dates. Amen. Because ministries, there may be other ministry out there that God has that they may feel like they're not big enough to team up and join. Amen. To get together. God's people get together. The disciples were from all walks of life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the work. Amen. Because it's bigger than us. It's bigger than Houston, Texas, as you just stated. It's bigger than that. And we must do this thing so that God can continue to get to glory, because it is a lot of souls out there.
Amen.
The harvest.
If anybody wants to sow into them going to feed the homeless, what is the cash out that they can sow into? You know, because we're about kingdom business.
Let me get that information. I'm sorry, I was not prepared for that.
That's okay.
But
let me get the information
for you. Amen. Glory to God.
If anybody want to sow into the ministry to help them get food, paper bags, napkins, sandwich bags, or water, anything, feel free to cash out them. If you can't reach them, you can definitely text me at 832-519-7646. I'll get all the information, and when they get the date, excuse me, I'll definitely know where and when they're getting together to feed the homeless. Maybe you want to come out and help. You know, there's nothing wrong with helping. The Bible says you're supposed to be helpers to one another. So let's do this. It's about feeding people that's less fortunate than you. You might throw that piece of sandwich away, but that might be something somebody else hadn't ate in weeks.
Exactly. And also the Cash App is $, the letter S, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, O, R, D is in dog, B as in baby, A is in apple.
Okay. Say that one more time, please.
It is the $, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O, R as in red, D as in dog, B as in baby, A as in apple. And in the comments, in the insert that you can put, just let it know what is it going for so that we can make sure that it goes into if it is for the homeless, if it is for outreach ministry, please let us know so that it can be documented accordingly. Because we are a
okay,
ministry that does things in decent and in order.
Okay, it's dollar sign STORDBA, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay, I will be saying it again on the broadcast. People of God, iron sharpens iron is so needed at this time. We need to be able to help people and let them understand just because they're going through a bad time, God is still right there with them. It might not look
like it.
It might not feel like it, but he is. So if you want to bless the people of God, if you want to sow into the ministry, it's $STORDBA. Make sure you put in the notes what it's for, feeding the homeless or just a donation. We're going to go to make a break.
Amen.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And again, thank you so much, woman of God, for coming and delivering that word. We're going to go to meet the
break. Thank you.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because
Amen, amen. I love you, Jesus. Remember, it's not about what you did last night. It's not about what you did this morning. It's about you surrendering your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but I'm here to tell you it will get better day by day. The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just that simple. People think make it seem like it's hard when you ask God to come into life, when you surrender to God. It's not. The warfare begins. Oh, yes, I'm here to tell you. The devil get even busier than he was already. But when you're chosen, you was built for it. Remember the overcome scriptures, Romans 10:9, you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, excuse me, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now you surrender your life, I want to tell you welcome. And I'm here to tell you it's not going to be easy. The enemy is going to attack what you love the most, and he's whether it's your husband, your wife, your children, grandchildren, family, job, business, he's going to go and attack. But now you have the equipment to help you get what you need to get, and it's called the Bible. I'm going to give you three keys. Excuse me. First, get you a Bible, where it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. We have many men and women of God that have their own churches and that's up under people that can help you get what you need to get. You're definitely welcome to join the Abba House on Sundays at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, right off of Lockwood and Collinsworth. And three, make sure the man and woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This is very, very critical. Listen to me well, since you really surrender your life to Christ. It's crucial because you need to be up on a lead that's going to cover you, pray for you, push you where you need to be pushed. Those three keys are, again, get you a Bible, King James or NIV, find your church home where you go in, virtual, or, again, you're definitely welcome to join the Abba House International with Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Kashima Douglas, at 3029 Wayne Street. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching the word and walking the word. This must line up. It can't be either or. It must be both. Also, if you want to bless the people of God that go out and feed the homeless monthly, remember it's $STORDBA. $STORDBA. Put in the note, feeding the homeless, just sowing a blessing. You can go on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook if you need that information again. Or you're welcome to go to my Facebook if you need that information again. Remember, iron sharpens iron, people of God. There's no I in team. We're supposed to be a team. To go out to the highways and byways and compel them to come, that's the word. And that's what we're supposed to do as the body of Christ. Stop focusing on what everybody else is doing. Focus on what God have you doing. Remember, you can't judge them because the judgment will come on you even more so. I'm here to tell you, it will get better day by day. Hold on to God's loving hand. Remember the one with the issue of blood? She touched the hems of Jesus' garment, and she was healed. God's arms is wide open waiting on you. From Genesis to Revelations, I say this all the time. It's not going to say it's going to be easy. But it does say have a faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. If you ever need prayer, you can always text us at 832-519-7646. We still have the blessed oil. It is free. No miracle soap or miracle water. It is free. Let me know. We will meet you and give it to you and pray for you, or we will mail it to you. Core gift the gifts, the bath bombs, the body scrubs, still here if you want to order. You can send a text at 832-816-4676. The website is up and is almost done. Remember, we're supposed to encourage one another, be helpers to one another. Iron sharpening iron. Because it's all about one thing,
and is telling everybody about somebody that loves anybody. God loves you, and don't you ever forget that. Remember to always put your armor on. The first thing you need to make sure is bolted down tight is your helmet of salvation, because the enemy will go for your mind. Because once he have your mind, he knows. Trust me, he knows. He's seen into your future. He knows what you're capable of when you surrender to God completely. Now, you can't ride the fence and try to serve God and serve the devil. Sweetheart, I'm here to tell you that's not going to work. Talking from experience. So I'm going to talk about me. So you say saved and sanctified in the church. You can't do both. I did both and almost lost my life trying to ride the fence. No, not anymore. My walk is right. No matter what nobody think about Kashima, my walk is right. But what I want to hear to tell you is God loves you. He never left you, sweetheart. He's always been right there with you. Try him. Like I say all the time, read a scripture a day if you have to. If you can do more, do more. But make that first step to try to establish that relationship with God. That one-on-one time you needed with him. He loves it when you sit back and talk to him. You don't have to know how to speak in tongues all the time or know all 66 books of the Bible. I say this all the time. You can talk to God just like I'm talking to you. Father, I need you. I tried it my way. It did not work. I need to do it your way. It's time to break generation curses, people of God. It's time. You lived off of me, mom, big mama, granny, my dear prayers long enough. Now you need to know how to pray for yourself and go to God for you. We can pray for you all day long. It's not a problem. But you must need to learn how to, you must know how to pray for yourself. You must know how to talk to God for yourself. You must establish that relationship with you and him for yourself. Again, I'm not saying we won't pray for you. That is not it. But what I'm telling you, you must have that prayer life for yourself. It's like you need to know the word for yourself. Yeah, it's going to be rough. You're going to get confused. You're going to get upset. You're going to get aggravated. You're going to get mad. You ain't going to want to hear it, but pick it up and try it. If you don't want to read the Bible, download the app and still listen to the word. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. It's birthing time. You've held that in so long. God wants out of you what he put in you. You're a mighty man and woman of God. You might not be a preacher. That's okay. You might not be an evangelist. That's okay. You might not be a minister, a pastor, apostle, bishop, but you still have a place in the body of Christ. You still can help someone get where they need to be gotten, too. Remember, the mothers of the church will push you and pray for you, make you lay out on the floor and pray until you receive the Holy Spirit. That's what happened to me when I was young. I don't know about you, but the mothers made us lay on the altar until we got it. You don't have to physically be in the church to lay out and talk to God. Lay out on your floor and talk to him and pray with him, because he hears you. But are you truly ready to hear him? You must know his voice and not the devil's voice, because remember, he's crafty. I hope you guys was blessed today. If you want to sow into World Gospel Connection, you can at $WGC2020. If you want to sow into the homeless with the woman of God that came on today, you can always inbox me. If you want her phone number or what else you can do, if you want to buy something and sow it to them that way, message me at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or Abba House on Facebook, and I'll make sure she gets the information. It's time, people of God. God is showing us he's on his way back. Seriously, it's time. They're not just calling the old home. Young is coming. Young babies is being called home. Young babies are getting killed by stray bullets and about their and from their parents. If that don't open your eyes up, I don't know what to tell you. People are killing their children. People are killing themselves. People are shooting up schools and malls and jobs. It's time for us to get back on our knees and pray, people of God. It's time. Remember, if you ever need us, You can reach us at 832-519-7646 and say, Pastor, we ready to link up and go into this together. And Apostle and I will be ready. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. The test of your faith.
Wow.
So stand strong.